Gowie, how are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Now, tell us about, is it Shanae? I don't want to get a name wrong. Shanae Woods getting into the Women's US Open?
Yeah, how about that? It's quite a story. Obviously, she's Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
Good player. She hasn't quite made it on tour. Like, she played a bunch of times on tour. I think she had a tour card maybe 1, maybe 2 years, but never been that successful. But really good player. Women's US Open qualifying. Being all last week. Interesting story with her. She actually qualifies, but on the seventh hole, her and her playing partner hit each other's golf balls. So it was a two-shot penalty, and she still qualified. She shot 73-69. You know, isn't there some dumb rules in golf? It was by accident. She didn't really mean to. The other girl hit her ball first, and she hasn't, you know, they're both using tightless golf balls. Didn't have a look, bang, two-shot penalty. But she still qualified, which is pretty cool indeed.
Put your name on it, Gowie. How hard is it?
Well, you do, Yaki Martin. You're right. You actually put your... I put my daughter's initials, both daughters, on other sides of the ball just because, you know, then you can't mess it up. But you still mess it up. When you know, you're in the heat of the battle. Yeah, sometimes you don't pay attention to stuff. But, hey, pretty cool story this morning. You know, the Aussies that are playing this week at the Byron Nelson, there's a guy in there, young fella, 24 years of age, John Lyris. He Monday qualified, and that's no easy feat. They only give out 4 spots, and there's about 300 guys. There's all these different locations just to get to there. He's backed himself. He's from Sydney at St. Michael's. Only not long been a golf pro. Actually, only been a golfer in the last 6 or 7 years, and this is his second Monday qualifier that he's qualified for. So keep an eye on him this week. He's out of St. Michael's Golf Club in Sydney. He's coached by John Sahan down there, who's got a bunch of really good players, but I'll be interested to watch him play with the big fellas this week.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gowie, what's this about TaylorMade being sold?
How about this? This is the type of investment that you and Loz make when you've got that type of coin. TaylorMade was split from Adidas 4 years ago, was bought from by a hedge fund company for $425 million. Tiger Woods was actually... him and a consortium put in to buy that, and they got outbidded by this hedge fund. They've kept it for 4 years, built up TaylorMade to be one of the biggest golf brands in the world. They sold it this week to a Korean company for $1.6 billion. I don't know how they're going to make their money back, but they've got to sell a lot of hardware, a lot of clothes and shoes and stuff to get that back. But what a sale. That's the biggest ever in the golfing industry of $1.6 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Now, Gowie, Middo's up there in Scone at the moment on his own, and he's playing in the TAB golf day today. Have you got any advice for him? Have you actually played at Scone before, Gowie?
No, I haven't actually. Yeah. I'm actually currently at Warrnambool. I'm down in Victoria in the country.
You're a week late.
Yeah, I am a week late. They wouldn't let us come last week to film the show. There was too many people here. And I was like, come on, can we go that week? They said, no accommodation. But that's one of my goals. You're shooting the show for Fox. I'm getting to play some of these country courses. And geez, they're good. Like, we normally play all the city courses and the poshy courses and all that sort of stuff. You know, this Warrnambool course, and we're going a bunch. I haven't played Scone, but I'd love to get there one day. And, Meadow, tips are, when in doubt, just smash it as hard as you want.
Oh,
as hard as you can.
You should see, that's our producer, Will. That's his philosophy on every shot, even with the putter.
Oh, right. Well, that's a bit of an issue.
Now, Gowie, sorry, mate. I was just about to ask Gowie, talking about the country, you might be able to remember if anything did happen, or they found the guy that ripped up that golf club out golf
Dunny Doo.
In Dunedoo. Yeah, did they ever find that idiot whoever did it?
Yeah, I haven't followed that. Well, I did follow it early days, I don't know if they did find that. But how disgraceful is that?
Terrible.
You know, the greenkeepers around the country work so damn hard to get these golf courses ready. It's not an easy thing, from irrigation, you know, to everything. And Dunedoo hasn't got, you know, they've got, you know, volunteers out there basically to hold that golf course. And, that is an absolute disgrace. Anybody, there's been actually, of late, there's been a couple of youngsters, I guess, get on golf courses and rip up the greens in their cars. And I don't know what that means, if they feel good about themselves doing that. But, know, these greenies worked damn hard to get the golf course to set for members to play. So, yeah, that was awful.
Now, the Byron Nelson, who are you tipping?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Hideki Matsuyama, after his Masters, when he's finally come back down off the Cloud Nine, and he's back playing for the first time. He's got that green jacket on. He turned up at the tournament with the green jacket. He's wearing it everywhere. He hasn't missed a beat. Interesting, we've got eight Aussies there this week. Jason Day, keep an eye on Jason Day. He's got 2 weeks to qualify for the US Open, which is mid-June. He's not qualified at this stage. They asked him this week, will you go on Monday qualify for the US Open? He said, no, I won't do that. I don't want to get my mindset back there. I want to earn my way. Well, a good way to earn it, Jason, is actually go and tee it up with everybody else and earn your way. And Adam Scott did it a couple of years ago. There's nothing wrong with going and earning your way through the Monday qualifying. So if he doesn't play good this week, which he's won at before, Byron Nelson, he doesn't make it into the US Open in a few weeks' time. I'm liking Mark Leishman as the Aussie. I think coming back after a win, he's all pumped up to go. I think he's my roughie this week at $26, but I'm going with the Englishman Matt Fitzpatrick at $19. And there's a smoky out there, Alex Noren, who's playing quite nicely. The tab have got him overs, I think, at $67.
Great stuff, Gowie. Have a good weekend, mate.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy scone.